Charlie Madsen, come on up, dude.
All right, good to be back. The first Nerdalogs I came to was a few months ago, which was the Theories episode, right? That was yeah, all right. I had an amazing time, and each month has been a joy to present all of my hidden secrets in front of an open audience. And for this month, of course, it seemed like it would be a challenge having such an open-ended idea, because I got a whole lot of crazy in here. But the one thing that stuck in my head was, what would I have done if I would have written for the Theories one? And so I decided to write that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So first, let me say, I love analogies. To me, an analogy is like a painting. It simplifies the grandest thoughts and concepts into a relatable piece of beauty that easily translates into your brain. And yes, I did just use an analogy to describe it. Hey, you guys got to that joke before I did. I don't even know why I fucking said it. Smarter than me. So, my theory / analogy is that relationships are like The Legend of Zelda. Awesome. Most people know The Legend of Zelda as the most successful video game franchise of all time. One of them, sorry, not the most, arguable. An adventure game filled with puzzles and action. But I see it as a journey of love. And not in the obvious ways that you would assume. Yes, you have a male hero on a quest to save a princess, and that basic level is premise is very clear. Even the constant search for hearts, big and small, back that up. But no, this is a less obvious thing. This is about Lincoln for love in all the wrong places.
Nailed it.
This pun's for you. They're nice. I surmise that every romantic relationship you endure is much like a temple level in the land of Hyrule. You journey through the darkness with no map. There are many puzzles and obstacles. Rooms filled with keys and goblins, perhaps. There are small tasks which both frustrate and excite you. But the beauty of all of this as a gamer is that as you approach each new challenge, you gain certain skills that make you a better warrior in the ways of love. The true beauty of the temple is the weaponry you achieve. Each weapon gives you skills and strength. The mirror shield is knowing how to empathetically listen to someone without feeling the need to talk. The hookshot is knowing the exact place to kiss someone on the neck. Yes, these great tools are the most exciting things of the temple. Sadly, though, it's rare that we find true love on our first try. And thusly, every breakup we have with an ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend is the showdown with the temple boss. The only way you can exit the temple is to defeat them and not let their batshit crazy ability to inflict pain kill you first. But once we win, once we have moved on, we are better and stronger for it. In your bottle of tiny hearts, deep inside, you know that the wood of the Deku Forest and its trees are dark, lovely, and deep. But you have promises to keep and hundreds of reanimated skeletons to slay before you sleep. I was drunk when I wrote this. If you're unlucky in love, you have a chance, and you have had the chance in many relationships, and every time one of them fails, just remind yourself that it was all practice until you meet the mega boss. Nothing in life is a failure or a loss if you cannot grow from it. Wait. And it isn't a failure until... All right, you get it. Oh, you know what I'm saying. I forgot some words. Just know that when the time comes, you will be the best warrior that you can be, and you will be ready to have your Zelda.
To channel Bill for a minute and say I think Bill would have loved that. Thank you very much, Charlie.